Layer 712, the 1940 campaign and election. Text continues on a smaller panel about 2 feet to your right. The third term decision. This is no ordinary time, no time for weighing anything except what we can best do for the country as a whole. Eleanor Roosevelt, speech at the 1940 Democratic National Convention, July 18, 1940. Throughout the spring and early summer of 1940, while war raged in Europe, FDR refused to reveal whether he would run for a third term. When the Democratic Convention opened in Chicago in July, delegates were in a sour mood as they waited for a sign. FDR insisted that the delegates draft him. He did not want to be seen as actively seeking to break the two-term tradition. This standoff persisted until FDR supporters stage-managed a dramatic Draft Roosevelt floor demonstration. The delegates quickly nominated the president. But they balked at FDR's choice for vice president, the liberal Secretary of Agriculture, Henry Wallace. Seeking to break the deadlock, FDR asked Eleanor to fly to Chicago to address the convention, an unprecedented act for a first lady. Speaking without notes, E.R. soothed the troubled delegates. Her remarkable speech ensured Wallace's nomination. Continuing along this wall, about 3 more feet to the right, a panel on the left wall shows a smiling Eleanor Roosevelt waving to a crowd at the 1940 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Text reads, 1940 Election Campaign. The fact which dominates our world is the fact of armed aggression, aimed at the form of government, the kind of society that we in the United States have chosen and established for ourselves. Franklin Roosevelt, radio address to the Democratic National Convention, accepting the nomination, July 19, 1940. The 1940 election was the most challenging and divisive of FDR's career. Two powerful issues dominated the campaign. FDR's decision to seek a third term inflamed his opponents and some former supporters, who charged he wanted to become a dictator. And the president's efforts to aid countries fighting the Axis powers led to charges he would drag America into war. FDR made 2 politically risky decisions during the campaign. Straining traditional notions of neutrality, he transferred 50 aged American destroyers to Britain in return for leases on British bases in the Atlantic. And he supported legislation instituting the nation's first peacetime draft. Overseas events decisively influenced the election. Hitler's conquest of France in June heightened concern about Germany. Public opinion began turning in Roosevelt's direction, and his Republican opponent, Wendell Willkie, backed the president's controversial decisions. In November, he was reelected. Continue 2 feet to the right, beyond this panel, to a wall-mounted plexiglass case displaying 2 political posters, one for Wendell Willkie, showing a tight-lipped Uncle Sam giving the thumbs down under bold red text, "No third term," and one with Roosevelt's portrait, bordered with red, white, and blue stripes, proclaiming, "Roosevelt and Wallace, they stand for you first." The case also contains a dozen campaign buttons for the two candidates. One says, "Roosevelt for ex-president," while another touts, "Roosevelt, friend of the people." About 4 feet further along to the right is a display entitled, "1940 Election." A life-size black-and-white photograph, about 5 feet wide and 8 feet tall, shows FDR at a microphone in the left foreground in front of a huge crowd of people. Light shines on FDR's smiling face. The captions around the photo include detailed information about the results of the election. To the left of the photograph is text that reads, "Snapshots of a Nation." Though the war cast a threatening shadow over America in 1940, the nation's economy was increasingly vibrant. Much of the improvement resulted from huge increases in defense spending as American industry produced weapons and supplies for foreign nations and America's own military. The federal budget increased by an astounding 50% between 1940 and 1941. Virtually all of the increase was for military spending. In 1941, unemployment would drop below 10% for the first time since 1930. The 1940 census revealed that America's population had grown only 7.3% during the preceding decade, the lowest rate of population growth in the country's history. The low growth rate reflected the hardships of the Depression years, which led to declining marriage and birth rates and a virtual end to immigration. To the right of the photograph are the 1940 election results. FDR's 1940 victory was narrower than his landslide triumphs in 1932 and 1936. Yet he was reelected by a comfortable margin. While Republicans picked up 5 Senate seats, Democrats still controlled Congress with large majorities. The president could claim a mandate to provide assistance to Great Britain and other nations resisting Hitler, but he still needed to proceed with caution. His own words during the campaign would later haunt him. In October, seeking to rebut accusations that he would pull the nation into war, he told a crowd in Boston, "I have said this before, but I shall say it again and again and again. Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars." He ignored advice to add the words, "except in case of attack." Roosevelt and Wallace received 54.8% of the popular vote to 44.8% for Wilkie, with 449 electoral votes to Wilkie's 82. 4 other parties ran candidates who received no electoral votes. Democrats gained 7 seats in the House to total 268 to the Republicans' 162. In the Senate, Republicans gained 5 seats for a total of 28 compared to 66 Democratic senators. Please move to your right another 5 feet and turn left to a floor-to-ceiling photo mural. You'll pass a closed door on your left. You'll now be automatically redirected to wherever you left off in the base message.